John, first I want to ask you about the free agents, the guys that you were able to bring in, how they fit in, and what they can do in 2014 for you.
Like everybody knows, we've lost a number of free agents, but you know we've tried to make them up in certain periods of free agency. I think the gentleman we brought in here, good teammates, guys of character, guys that are going to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You know, how they fit in here, that'll go along as the OTAs continue, as minicamp goes on and training camp goes on. I feel good about them. I feel good about their ability to compete and the depth that they give us.
And how much of a chance guys like Walker, Mays could be competitive at a starting spot?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of those periods where, you know, you just want to see how they fit in here. But you would expect those guys to come in and compete at a very high level.
The national pastime is the National Football League. The second national pastime is the NFL draft and mock drafts. Let's get right into it. Green Bay, it's well documented. You guys hit so many years in a row. I look back in 10 years, the fewest picks the Pack had in any one year was 6. That was just one year. You're sitting on 6 picks. What about going into this draft with 6 picks, and could you move? Would you look to gain some more picks?
Yeah, I think what this draft gives you, it's very unique because there's some depth at every particular round as we go through here. So as the course of the draft goes on, if there's a favorable moment to trade back and get some picks, you know, we'll consider that. We'll do that. But we'll never pass up a really good player either. So I think what you have to do is you have to go along the 3-day cycle here and see how it plays itself out. And all of a sudden, if you think you can go back a little bit and get some more picks, you'll do that.
You mentioned the depth of this draft. The outside opinion is this is a very deep wide receiver draft. Do you concur?
I totally concur. As you look at the wide receiver position, every round there's unique value at that position to be had, you know, at all the way down to the 7th round. I think depth also is showed up at the cornerback position as well, and I think there's some good players to be selected as those, you know, day 1, day 2, day 3. There'll be some players in day 3 that will, you know, play past their projected round that they were taken in.
The later rounds, you've kind of alluded to it, but in Green Bay, you guys were the best at it. What about finding impact players or starters or even the free agents? Now the draft's over, and now you start to do the recruiting, basically. Are there guys you can find that can be immediate 2014 impact guys late?
Well, the sole objective of the draft is to make sure you hit on all of your draft picks. And so as you go along these rounds in there, you're going to take the best player that will help and contribute to this team and add some more depth to this roster. And that's kind of how we proceed with this.
And if you've learned some postulates in your over 2 decades of doing this in the National Football League, what are some of the tenets that you've got going into that goes for any draft?
Be patient and don't overvalue players, because they'll eventually fall to you if you have a degree of patience.